Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Let's take a look at some of Jem McCabe's testimony. This is her talking about the car ride and the moment that Karen Reed and her and they all realized, oh, John's out there. Let's take a look and talk on the other side.
Karen, we saw you outside of my sister's.
And what was her response to that?
She told me that she didn't remember going there. And then she started yelling, Jen. And then she was saying, did I hit him? Could I have hit him? And then she proceeded to say that she had a cracked taillight. In the car was Kerry Roberts, and so she kind of rolled down the window and was like, Karen, what are you doing? And then the plow was behind her, so Kerry pulled up, and I told Karen that I was going to drive her car because I didn't want her driving because she was hysterical. So we got in her car, and then Kerry Roberts called Karen, and then Karen was screaming and, you know, saying that she had cracked her taillight. We need to go to Fairview. Could I have hit him? Did I hit him? And then she would just scream our names. Kerry was telling her to shut up. We drive past the flagpole area, and all of a sudden, Karen starts screaming, there he is, there he is, and she's banging to get out.
And banging on the door in the back seat?
Yes.
And at the time that she's saying this, were you able to see anything outside of the vehicle?
I saw nothing. Miss Roberts looked at me and said something like, she's crazy or she's bat crazy, something like that.
And when the defendant gets out of the vehicle, where is it that she goes?
She just runs.
And runs with?
Straight to John. She straddles John, and she lifts up his shirt, and then she lifted up her shirt and went to lay on him. And Miss Roberts went over, and she was removing the snow from his face.
Like, it's, I don't get anything false about that, or like she's making up that testimony. What was your take on all that? And obviously, that's from the prosecution. We'll hear the defense on her in just a moment.
Yeah, I mean, she was well prepped. There's no question about that. I mean, Jen McCabe knew exactly what was coming on the direct. Mm-hmm. She's well prepped. I mean, if we're to believe any part of this kind of inner circle conspiracy theory or cover up, I would mark Jen McCabe as the ringleader because she had the most contact with everybody involved. She was in a position to plant seeds in terms of, this is where we should go. Like we don't know if what she's saying is truthful in terms mm-hmm. of, like, she makes it sound like they got in the car and drove right to 34 Fairview, which we know is not true. Mm-hmm. They went to like Karen wanted to go to the waterfall.
Yeah.
Like Karen White, like they were like, she was driving around. And here's a big point that I want you to think about, Tony, that maybe you haven't thought about. Mm-hmm. Karen Reed would have no idea where 34 Fairview was. She'd never been to that house. John didn't even know where it was. We know that the text messages were coming in, where are we going? And she gives him the address. They had never been there. Karen's not familiar with where that property is. So if we're to believe everything that Jen is saying, that means that as they're approaching 34 Fairview and Karen has no fucking idea that they're on, like, where she, like, if she doesn't remember anything from the night before at all.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Well, think it out.
Yeah.
You know, you have to then believe that Jen doesn't say, hey, we're coming up to the property. Keep an eye out here. Like, this is, we're coming up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Or they stop right in front of it. Like, this kind of concept that Karen would independently know is really problematic for me.
I hear you. Yeah. Because if she was blackout drunk, as that's what was being said, she wouldn't necessarily have the memory of any of it, or
wouldn't,
you
know
maybe fleeting memory. I don't know. I mean, you can be, I don't know. Maybe
she's never been there, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that night was the first night, and drunk or not. Like, if you take me to an area where I'm not necessarily familiar with it, and you ask me, like, what house I drop somebody off at, if no matter what amount of drinking I was doing, you know, and, like, it's the next day, like, I I'm not going to independently be able to find it.
I hear you.
Have to plug it into my GPS.
Yeah.
You know, and say, all right, well, I'm going to follow the GPS back to it, you know, but she's not driving her car, you know, like, I don't know. Like, no one asked the question, did Jen McCabe, who is driving, who knows exactly where it is, who's very familiar with the house, would she have put it in the GPS in the Lexus so it's up on the screen? Doubtful.
Yeah.
Which means that she would have had to have said something to Karen approaching that property. Like, oh, we're getting close to the Albert house. Keep an eye out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like easy to sit here on cross or on direct examination and think that she holds up fine. There's no pressure there. When we get to our clips of cross-examination, let's see how she holds up there.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.